Welcome back. Thanks for listening. This is A Promise to Shoot You If You Become a Zombie. So, this is what I was thinking for today's episode. You know, we have so many huge, huge cases. You know, like Casey Anthony, JonBenet Ramsey, Jodi Arias, just so many big names, Chris Watts, and that's great. Like, all those people that were harmed and all of that, they deserve justice, absolutely. But there's so many that get no recognition, or hardly any, or nobody really knows about them, and they're everywhere. Like, have y'all thought of that? Like, literally just about one out of, I don't know, however many people that you pass a day could possibly, like, be a psycho? Like, it's just scary to me. But anyway, I thought, let's do a little episode today on the most notorious unsolved murder in Mississippi. You know, because I'm Mississippi. And then I might do each state, you know, as the time goes on, because I just think that these stories need to be told. So that's what we're going to do. So we're going to talk about a crime in Simpson County, Mississippi, in 2009. So in August of 2009, Flint Lee disappeared from Simpson County. So his body was found in Strong River, and his truck had bullet holes. It was set on fire and pushed down a ravine. Based off the trail of blood, investigators believe that he was killed and then thrown off the bridge. So three people were arrested, but because there was insufficient evidence, they were eventually released. This is still considered a cold case, and it's not solved. So Flint was a firefighter, and his wife said that it was a wasted life because Flint would never hurt anyone. So lawmen say that just with everything that they looked at, it looks like the people were trying to cover their tracks, which makes sense. I mean, you know, why would you want to let somebody know that you just killed a man in cold blood? But that is their thinking. In 2014, an interview with Flint's brother Wayne Lee by WLBT News, Wayne said that he believes that the people are still out there. He knows that they're still out there. Then his wife gave them some information that was new. So her and her mom had seen his truck being driven by the house of the Lees the Monday after he was murdered. It was actually Lee's mother-in-law and sister-in-law that saw the vehicle being drove by their house. So months go by when all this happens back in 2009, and there's a confession. There's finally confession. The family finally feels like they're going to get justice, and, you know, everything's going to be great. They finally get what they deserve, and the family gets justice. Lee's mom didn't understand it. She said he never bothered anybody, and he didn't even know the boys that confessed. Eventually, the case fell apart because one of the suspects recanted, and then they didn't have enough evidence. Gail Mullins, Flint's wife, believes that the killers are still out there. So 5 years after the murder, the Simpson County Sheriff's Department opened the case back up. It was never closed, but they got it back going, intending on finding who did this to them. So if you know anything about this case, there's not a lot that you can find on it, but if you do know anything, if you're from around that area and you know anything at all about Flint Lee, you can call 601-355-CRIMESTOPPERS and just leave an anonymous tip. You don't have to tell your name, but this family deserves justice. So that was a short little story, but I just feel like it needed to be heard. And like I said, it was from my home state, and I had never heard of that. And I actually do not live far at all from Simpson County. So this family, these people, they deserve justice. And if I can help get the word out, I'm gonna do it. So being that that was a short little story, I think we're gonna do one more on this episode today. And let's go. So this is from Minnesota, and before I say this name, please forgive me because I'm probably going to butcher this last name. So, Mary Challis was found in Springbrook Township in 1974, and it could be the work of a serial killer. Mary was stabbed 15 times. Like, how mad does someone have to be to stab you 15 times? Like, have you thought of how much energy it would take? Like, some of these victims, that get stabbed like 100 and something times, I'm like, God, how angry. Like, I can't imagine. But she was stabbed 15 times. A witness saw a man in a compact car, like a small compact car, throw her body in a ditch on the side of the road. That witness later helped the police draw a sketch of the person that she saw. And here is the kicker. Police suspect that her death could have been caused by Randall Woodfield. Do you know the name? Have you heard the name? Are you a Green Bay Packer fan? Yeah, well, that's who he was. He was also known as the I-5 killer. Woodfield was linked to 44 murders, but he only confessed to one, and he is currently serving time in prison, 90 years to be exact. And unfortunately, this case with Mary is still cold. So, if you know anything, please call the Minnesota Police Department, whatever town that you are in, let them know. Whatever you know, you can call in anonymously, blooper, and let them know whatever it is that you know. Y'all, please help these families get some closure and make these people do time. I mean, justice needs to be served, and these people need to be off the street. So, just do what you can to help these families and listen to these podcasts and get their names out there. Talk about it. Keep their name alive so that these people can get justice. All right. Well, that was a short little show, but I think I might make this a thing. I think we're gonna try to do the most notorious unsolved crime per state. Like, I just think that's a really cool idea. And some of them are going to be pretty big names, pretty big stories. And then some are going to be like tonight that are pretty unknown. I've never heard of either one of these people. And I am a true crime fanatic. Okay. So why haven't I heard about this? Why is this not out there? So get it out there, y'all. And once again, thank you for listening. And thank you if you subscribe, that would be wonderful. Listen to me on Spotify or the Anchor app. And just, I love y'all. Bye.